USDA has announced the creation of a new unified emergency response framework to address citrus greening that will allow USDA and its many partners to better coordinate HLB resources, share information, and develop operational strategies to maximize effectiveness. Andrew Meadows with Florida Citrus Mutual says they are glad to hear of the increased cooperation.
USDA is a big part of U.S. agriculture, including Florida citrus, and it's good to hear that they're going to be working together between their agencies, whether it's APHIS, ARS, NIFA, their National Institute of Food and Agriculture. It's important when you're dealing with a department that's so big that there's communication, and it's a positive move. You know, we've been battling HLB now for 8 years, and it's nice to know that the USDA has drawn attention to it and understands what a critical challenge it is right now.
But while Meadows says they are encouraged by the announcement,
on the other hand, we need to get the Farm Bill passed, and that Farm Bill needs to include the National Citrus Research Trust Fund, which would generate up to $30 million a year for citrus research. That is really the focus of our organization and our industry right now, and we are optimistic that when Congress does pass a Farm Bill, it's going to contain those provisions for the trust fund, because HLB is a challenge right now, and we're confident we're gonna beat it. But there are a handful of other serious citrus diseases out there that we're gonna face in this new global economy and international trade that'll likely make its way to Florida, whether it's CVC or sudden death, leprosis. So we're gonna need a dedicated long-term source of funding to beat these diseases, and the trust fund provides that.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.